42-year-old Geta Joseph is feeling the stress of living in this tent city near the presidential palace. Aside from the occasional water truck, she says she has received no assistance from relief organizations. She says she survives by begging for leftovers from her neighbor. We asked if she was interested in moving into more permanent housing, where food and water would be readily available. I wouldn't have any choice because my kids are gone, my husband is dead, and my house broke down. I am on my own right now, she said. Plans are in the works for more than 10 large tent cities around the capital, Port-au-Prince. With more than 1 million displaced people, housing demands in the city are severe. The Haitian government, in concert with the United Nations, plans to establish organized camps with water, food, and health care before the rainy season begins in May. We visited one rumored site in a suburb of Croix-de-Bouquets. It now serves as a sports training facility. While there, we ran into Haitian Sports Minister Evans Lescoflair. He did not want to talk with us on camera, but he was adamant that his sports facility would not be a site. This is not going to be the site because there is already something here. They haven't chosen yet. Not here, he told us. Back in the city, several people we talked to said they wanted out of the current situation as soon as possible. Many Haitians are angry at their government. They accuse it of not doing enough to help the people. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.